whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Making sure Mel and Stein's not here.
Mel is not here, no. He'll be out. We have one other player, too, that's sick this morning, so we'll see how that goes for the day.
How have you thought Cousins on that line, centering Thompson and Zucker, how do you think that that's going with Dylan in the middle there?
There's been, I think some really good offensive opportunities. I think it's really freed up Tomer to get involved more offensively. Defensively, we've had a couple plays that we'd like to have back with that line. But overall, I think it's got the makings of what can be a real good line.
You've been working a lot with Cousins, Thompson, a lot of those guys defensively this season. Is this just something, repetition, and they'll finally pick it up the way you want them to pick it up?
I think that a lot of it is just reads. You make a decision what you're reading on the play. I think some of it, those reads could have been quicker. Some of it was, we didn't make the right choice. Every line will make a mistake during the game, for sure, on a read or a situation. That's why every game there's 14, 15 scoring chances, and we're getting 15 to 20 because the other team's making the same mistakes. And can you make them pay? I look at what we're generating, what that line's generating, and what it's giving up. It's in the plus column. So that's a real good thing.
Benson has a way of getting under opponents' skin. What element does that bring to a team when you have a guy like that who he can throw off their game a little bit with just the competitiveness and what he does around the net?
Yeah, I think a lot of times irritates the other team when a guy can be, probably his size and get around the front, and a guy that, a bigger guy usually doesn't want to take advantage of us because it's a smaller guy he's up against. I think there's a line that you have to stay along. There's a point where we need whatever. It's his turn to be around that front. He's got to be there, and he's really good at it. A lot of his goals are a result from being around the paint. That it really is his area, and if you look at a lot of goals he's been in on, it's been because he's either messed up coverage or he's got to the paint.
I know all these games are important. You're starting the second half of the season now, so you've got a long ways to go, but you have a lot of teams to get over, and this is one of them, the Ottawa Senators, you have to catch. Does it make it where you almost have to say to your players and yourself, we got to beat this team in regulation? I mean, we got to win, but we can't give them points either. We got to get them in regulation.
Oh, for sure. It's what we talked about yesterday. It's a team that, has got to move up the ladder. These are teams you have to beat. You know how far they are ahead of you, and you know how much it means to win a game like tonight.
It's been half a season now of Jason Zucker with the Sabres. How would you summarize his impact on and off the ice with this team?
His impact has been, just number-wise has been great. I think how he's fit in with the group and his leadership away from the ice has been excellent. And he's a guy that a lot of the guys look to when there's opportunities to discuss how play or how the games have gone.
It was a while ago, but you had a good game against Ottawa when they were in your building. What do you remember from it that you were able to play so well?
I thought how quick we played. I thought the attack inside the game. I think their game right now is better than it was back then. Our game, I think we've got our game in a good place. I really think that we need to take advantage of some of the offensive opportunities we produce, some of the odd number rushes we produce in the game that we let get away from us last game. So I'm looking for a real tough contest tonight.